Good evening, welcome. I'd like to call this meeting of the Monroe City Council to order for this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013.
Simply, council members present and establishing a court for Garen, Cuddaback, Williams, Kemp, Davis, and Hanford.
All right, thank you. Please join me now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item here on the agenda is comments from citizens. This time is set aside for citizens to speak to members of the city council on any issue related to the city of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. I don't have anyone signed up at this time. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to address council at this time? All right, seeing none then. I did receive a message that our student representative will not be here tonight. Therefore, we'll proceed directly to the consent agenda. Councilmember Gearing.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Cuddaback to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our first order of new business this evening is an ordinance adopting the 2014 budget. This is the first reading. Diane?
This is the first reading of the budget ordinance. Hopefully it'll be adopted next ordinance. We've already had the presentations and the public hearings. On the cover sheet are the few changes that were made between the preliminary budget that was presented and the final budget, which is attached to this ordinance. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer. All I can say is, we're not Detroit.
Thank you. Councilor Hamper.
Yes, thank you, Dan. I think we've already talked about this several times, how pleased we are with how everything's gone. And so I move to accept this first reading, ordinance number 020-2013, adopting the 2014 budget.
Second. All right, a motion is made by Councilmember Hamford and seconded by Councilmember Gearing to approve as the first reading ordinance number 2013, adopting the 2014 budget. Would like to ask our city attorney to read the official ordinance title at this time.
City of Monroe Ordinance Number 020-2013, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, adopting the budget for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2014.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember Gearing.
Yeah, sorry about that. Diane, just want to say thanks again. Just the format in which it's presented just so much better than the past. I was just looking through all the slides and stuff from your previous presentations, and just makes it really easy to understand what's going on. And so I just want to say thanks again.
Thank you.
Anything further for Diane or any other statements? Okay, seeing no lights, hearing no comments, take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you so much. All right, second item on our under new business is the introduction of a lease agreement with Constellation Wireless Inc. for broadband, internet, antenna location. And this is Jacob.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for the introduction. Good evening, everybody. Some years ago, when the Northville and Tropical Reservoir tanks were constructed, they were constructed with the ability to accept wireless antennas. Up until this point, the city has not searched out nor been contacted by any business entity, local or otherwise, that was interested in using those pieces of the reservoirs until recently. Mr. Greg McPherson, who's sitting back here, came to the city and is interested in supplying antenna service, which would supply broadband internet to people in the Chicago area. We're all included in that, of course. And we have worked with him and negotiated a draft agreement, which you have in your packet there before you. At this point, I'm open to questions. Greg is available for questions if you have technical questions of any nature. And really what we're looking for tonight is a consensus or an approval from council to continue with this process as it is laid out. The final agreement will be brought to you later with a resolution and some other things that hoops that need to be jumped through to meet the WAC. So open the floor, I guess.
All right. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. After reading through everything, the only thing I can think of that I'm sure you've already thought about just covering our bases as far as the contract we have with Comcast. I know it's different because it's broadband versus cable, but just making sure we're not violating, you know, any of the agreements that we already have existing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, all our agreements are not exclusive.
Okay. That was the only thing I think of.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Gary.
Thank you. So it looks like there's a $26,000 benefit potentially to doing this.
That's approximate.
Approximate, yeah.
Yeah, I ran the numbers again today. It's in that ballpark and a little bit. It really depends on how many masks Mr. McPherson plans to put on the reservoirs. That does make a significant difference in the amount of revenue. But
it'll
be in that ballpark.
Again, initial reading, I'm definitely interested in feeling for direction. I'm certainly in support of moving forward as well and having some sort of a more formal contract come back out to the council. Thank you.
Any other I don't think that motion is necessary. Sounds as though we have at least two city council members, which is all that needed to really to bring this back for further consideration. Any other comments from staff or our two staff from council? And staff regarding the completion of this agreement, the direction is to move forward.
Right. Thank you.
Very good, thanks. All right, to this portion, probably my favorite, hearing how things are going from our council members, our council member reports.
I had a great Thanksgiving. Got to go out of town. Enjoyed beautiful 50-degree weather in Colorado of all places. And came back here to absolute downpour on Sunday. I was very impressed. But did have a great time with family. Thank you. Looking forward to the season here. I love the cold weather. Otherwise, nothing else tonight.
Great. Councilmember Kevin?
Nothing, thank you.
Councilmember Williams?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to attend the event on Saturday, the lighting. And that was very good event. Mike and the Parks Department did a great job. It was actually a big turnout. The weather was really nice. It was supposed to rain, so fun night. And good job to the parks again.
We drove 15 hours to try to get here in time, but just weren't able to make it. So. But I did have a number of reports back saying that it was great. Thank you. Councilmember Campbell.
Thank you. I'd like to echo Councilman Williams' comments about the Land of Monroe activity. It was a lot of fun. And a shout out to the Chamber of Commerce. They put together a really nice program. And it was a lot of fun. I also want to thank Sergeant Johnson for showing my son and I how to safely stop traffic on 203 so the tractors can go back and forth. Neither one of us got injured and nobody got in an accident. So I'm quite happy.
Yes, I was also at the Sagamore and just a wonderful event. I sent Anika a message today. It was just that much better than, I don't remember anything in our past that's been such a good turnout and so well organized. So we got the Santa pictures back. Whole family looks good. It's a good Santa, which was actually pretty rare for a smaller city like this. Usually you have to go like to Nordstrom's to find the perfect Santa.
This one was really good.
Best Santa in the area.
Oh, there you go.
In Franklin every year.
So yeah, wonderful time. Thank you.
Alright, moving on to staff. Jeff, good to see you. Anything tonight?
Nope, not tonight.
Mike, anything?
No, I just want to echo kudos to the Chamber of Commerce, too, for
putting on a well-organized event, and I enjoy working with them. And just for the record, Santa, Santa.
Okay.
Just one thing, I've mentioned in the past about the Sky Valley Water Association merger, and the next step was the franchise agreement with the county, and thanks to Mr. Sachs's assistance, we've got our hearing scheduled with the county council on December 18th, so hopefully that will be in place soon after there, and we can take over shortly after the beginning of the new year. So.
Thanks for the appreciate it. Chief? Well, my report is that, yes, we drove 15 hours down and 15 hours back. Bittersweet reunion in California, given the circumstance, but wonderful time with family and friends. Just want to say, on record, thank you to everyone, since it is the Thanksgiving season, for, great year, and certainly to staff as well. So with that, City Administrator Bradley.
Yeah, two quick things. I want to let council know that starting tomorrow, staff will be installing glass at the front counter. That's something we've had in the budget for quite a while, and we just haven't got to. But at any rate, that begins tomorrow. Isn't that correct, Dan?
Yeah.
Jacob? Okay. So that'll change the look and feel a bit, but staff is excited to get that installed. The other thing I wanted to mention to council is one of the things that we took away several years ago was the employee appreciation program when we were doing budget cuts. And we sat down with Ben and Diane and did some brainstorming and decided we'd try and put it back into service. And we came up with the idea of allowing an employee to have a day off paid versus going through the program we had before where there was like a gift card that they would receive and lunch out with their boss and that type of thing. And so at any rate, this approach is allowed, and it's no money directly out of the city's coffers. So here, if you talked with the mayor, and he was on board. And so this evening, the mayor signed 40 certificates, believe it or not, ranging from employees that have served 5 years all the way up to 45 years.
Wow. Yeah,
and
beautiful.
There was 40 employees that had received that, and that was over, but I guess it was a three-year period that we suspended that program. So I just want to let council know it's a real testament to our organization and how the employees are dedicated to their jobs. And I know you guys know that, but I was shocked when we counted them up and there were 40 of them. And so anyway, pretty exciting stuff. I wanted to share that with you. I was pretty proud evening for the mayor to be able to sign all this for everybody, and the staff was really excited that he was going to get that done. So
well, my hand cramped, but one of the best reasons to strengthen mission is those who serve.
Okay, draft agenda, December 10th, 2013. Announcements and presentations. We have the recognition of Sergeant Daryl Johnson retirement. Public hearing, ordinance adopting marijuana-related land use regulations. We have the consent agenda. Unfinished business. We have ordinance amending 2013 comprehensive plan amendments, first reading. Under new business, we have 2014 fee schedule proposal. Final action, ordinance adopting 2014 budget, second and final. And the draft agenda for December 17th, 2013. Looking at the long-term agenda, I'm still looking for a motion if we don't feel we need the 24th. Meeting, the December 24th meeting, which is kind of a conflict because that's a day off for staff anyways, so it would mean holiday pay or I'd have to get that worked out. So anyway, if council is amenable to canceling that, I'd like to have a motion this evening. So moved.
Second. I'm sorry, the motion.
That's a motion to
officially cancel the
council.
Not
leave.
To cancel December 24th meeting. Been made by Councilmember Gary, seconded by Councilmember Cutback. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I will point this out. I did add on January 21st, you do have scheduled appointments, representatives of various boards, committees, and forums. However, the Snohomish County Health District needs a letter of an appointee by January 7th, dated January 7th. So I've added that to the January 7th agenda, and I left the letter describing the need in Liz, your box this evening. So that'll be one thing that you read. So any returning council members who wish to serve, if you wish to serve,